You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 121.
ロシアパポッドキャスト、エピソード121番をお送りします。
Welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, where we explore the bicultural and bilingual world between Japan and the USA. Join your hosts, Chieko, based in Seattle, and Yasuko, based in Tokyo, in their unique world of Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパポッドキャストへようこそ。アメリカと日本からお届けするバイリンガル形式のポッドキャスト。ホストはおなじみの2人、シアトル在住のちーちゃんと東京郊外在住のやっこ。一緒にバイリンガルかつバイカルチャーな世界をお楽しみください。
Hey everyone, we hope that you enjoy our new intro that we've had done to up level our podcast.
はい、今日からイントロがリニューアルされました。
We're really excited about it. 、
ね、日本語の方はナレーションお願いして庄司さんという方にお願いしたんですけれども、すごいいいナレーションをつけていただきました。
Well, along with our new intro, today we're also coincidentally talking about sounds that are unique to Japan, sounds that are unique to the United States.
Yes, 今日は偶然なんですけれども、新しいイントロを記念してということになるんでしょうか。今日のテーマは音について話していきたいと思います。
So,I have a lot of different sounds that I associate with Japan. 例えば、日本の音っていうと、the very first thing that comes to mind is the 学校のキンコンカンコン。
Yes.
You always hear it like in manga toka, right? Like to me, that's so classically Japanese. Yes. Is that the bell that rings at schools?
Oh my gosh! 今言われるまで忘れてました。でもね、不思議だよ。未だに変わってないよ。It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same at all schools.
Yes, it's kind of creepy actually because 本当にどこでも同じ音だし、で、it's not just schools. That's the creepy part for me. I mean, at work even. Of course, it's not all companies. The company that I go to is pretty traditional. And そこでもね、お昼になるとあの音がするの。And it's like, you know, I wasn't happy at school. I had my moments where it was not fun. And so, ちょっとトラマティックなところもあるんだよね。だからさ、あの音聞くとちょっとね、びっくりしちゃうときあるんだよ。
Like you have like negative associations with the sound.
ドキッとするときあるよ。
Yeah, I think because sounds can be nostalgic like that.
前に匂いの話もしたけど、本当音もそうで、瞬時に経験した時の感じを思い出すからね、音を聞くと。
Yeah, like I find that with like songs. You know, hearing an old song from a particular time takes me right back to that time.
Yes, definitely. For me, I think number one on my list for sound, when I associate sound with American culture, まずは音楽だね。
はいはい、
特にルーツミュージックっていうのかな、like country, blues, gospel, Elvis Presley, rock and roll みたいな感じ、そういうのを聞くと、もうアメリカの景色が浮かぶし、アメリカの風が吹いてるし、It's all American.
Yes, we definitely have a strong music culture here. Well, are there other sounds outside of music that you associate with America?
ある。まず映画の、まあ it's pretty specific, but 例えば MGM の映画が始まるときは、you hear the lion roaring.
Yes. Right?
Like, それとか、あと Fox の場合はドラムが始まってさ、てってりりーって始まるじゃん。
ああ、はい。
あれを聞くともう、ふーってなるよね。
So the,
アメリカの感じがする。
The intros to all the movies and...
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
まあ音楽ってって言えば音楽だけど、でも、even the, you know, sometimes the voiceovers for movie trailers, they use really deep male voices. あれもすごいなんかアメリカって感じがする。
That's interesting. Because I think of like very small things. Small sounds that I associate with Japan. Like my rice cooker plays a song when I cook the rice and then when it's done. My rice cooker, I think, plays Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
実際に曲が流れるんだ。
Yeah. And
oh my gosh.
Like, I can't tell you, I get teased for it all the time because people are like, wow, what a fancy rice cooker you have.
ね、前にもポッドキャストで話したかもしれないけど、うちのも鳴るし、だいたいどこの家でも鳴ってると思う。何かしら、トゥーンが。
Yeah, and you know, like my mom has, kangen no mizu no, she has like the kangen water thing, and it plays, It's a Small World when the water is running.
マジで?
Yeah, and I feel like Japanese things, like a lot of things have little songs that they play.
Yes, yes, definitely. もう慣れすぎちゃって、やっこも聞き逃しちゃう時があるんだよね。Like, ライスクッカーがさ、もうこの時間に終わるはずだなって思っててさ、まあ当然音楽が鳴るはずじゃない。だけど、we're so used to it, sometimes we don't hear it anymore.
Well, here I feel like when appliances are done, it just is like beep, beep. It's like, it's not a nice sound. でも日本のはなんかこう綺麗な音楽が流れて
ねえ、あれは何なんだろうね。Like even the train station.
That's a very classic Japanese sound.
だよね、だよね。やっぱそう思う。それはね、まだ夜行でも気づく音だし、because the sound is different at every station sometimes.
はい。
There are standard ones, but 例えばサザエさんのアーサーが生まれたところ、あるいは住んでたところのステーションは、はい、サザエさんの音楽だったりドラえもんだったり、それにちなんだ音楽がピロリロって流れたりする。
That's nice. So based on like some regional specialties, they might have special music.
そうそうそう。自分はその駅で降りなくてもさ、開いた時に聞こえるわけよ。So it's kind of pleasant, yeah, to hear that.
Yeah, I agree. The other place where there's lovely music too is like when you're at the department store and they're doing an announcement, and it's like 音楽が流れて、and then they do like an announcement or whatever. But that particular sound, it's like a kinkon kankon みたいな sound that they play at department stores. I always associate with Japan too.
いや、今ちいちゃんが言うまで気がつかなかった。でも確かにディンドンタントンみたいなって。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
とか言って言ってるよね。
That's exactly right. Oh my god, just took me right back.
今思い出したっていうか、他にある？なんか日本の音で、まあ面白いのでも。
The one that always kind of tickles, I find kind of funny, is when you go to the mall or just any busy store or street front, and everyone's like, いらっしゃいませ。
Oh, that is just classic.
Right, it's kind of like a nasally tone.
Okay, so, I mean, I think the Japanese even recognize this because there's a female comedian who is Japanese, but she does like Beyonce impersonations. 結構洋物をやるのね。
Oh, okay.
She's really popular here, and she does the いらっしゃいませみたいなやつ。And she mimics that.
It's the girls at the shops, and then it's the train station guy.
Oh.
次は。
確かにそう。男の人がやってんだよね。
Yeah, when it's the actual voice, not like the recording, but when it's the actual guy who's announcing the next train station. 次は東京。
結構ね。Recently, there's a lot of women that are doing the sound.
Oh, okay. Good, good.
And so that's refreshing for one. And その男の人のその昔からのちょっと変わった感じのアナウンスメント。I think あれはあれで面白いよね。
See, if I was a train station guy, I would want to do that announcement so I could make that noise.
いやでもね、鉄道会社に勤める人ってそういう憧れがあってそれ目指してるみたいだからね。
Interesting.
最近英語でも言うようになったんだよね。
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so I like often try to imitate that when I ride the Shinkansen. They usually say like, this train is bound for Kyoto. みたいな。
Yes.
そういうね、真似するのが結構好きなんで。
Yeah, that's definitely true. Like all those sounds I associate definitely with Japan because you hear it all the time.
なんかこうやって話してるとさ、アメリカのは結構かっこいい音ばっかりだけど、日本のってなんか笑っちゃうようなのが多いような気がするわ。
Well, here's the other thing that I think is different is like here you'll hear church bells occasionally if you live near a church.
あー、なるほどね。
So that's I think more of a European American kind of a sound because we have churches.
そうだね。
But the sirens are different, I think, between the Japanese police cars versus US ambulances and police cars.
Really?
なんか日本のが可愛い、可愛いっていうか。
Really?
It's like, it sounds different to me.
Oh, I have to.
Well, one, you don't hear it as much in Japan. It's very rare that you hear a police car. Here, you hear them all the time.
なるほどね。警察はいるけど、あんまり鳴らしてるのは少ないし。
Mm-hmm.
いやでも消防車は覚えてないね。
Are there other sounds that you associate with the states?
結構ね、これ考えないとパッとは出てこない感じがするね。
Yeah, and it's hard for me to think about what are the sounds here in the states, because I think it's so just part of our folded into our day-to-day life that I don't really know and notice them, but I do notice the ones in Japan more, especially because when I hear it, it brings up that feeling of nostalgia.
そうそうそう。まあ、あとあれだよ。だって、例えばヤコの場合は、バスに乗るとずっとさ、次はどこそこの駅って言ってくれて、それまでの宣伝がずっと流れてんだよね。Whereas when I rode the bus in the States, 何にも言ってくれないんだよね。
No, there are no announcements.
Yeah, there's no sound. みたいな。
You just have to know where you're at.
そうそう。そう、あれが結構まあ不便な場合もあるし、静かだから心地いい場合もあるんだよね。サウンドがあるっていうのも面白いんだけど、音が流れてない静かだっていうのもすごい大きいような気がするね。
Oh, and that just, you know, we have to mention the noise of grocery stores in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, that one grocery store that you used to live by was spectacularly noisy. I mean, most grocery stores in Japan are not nearly that noisy, but they are noisier than the grocery stores here in the States in terms of how many announcements and promotions and radio and just the volume of the noise at the grocery store is different.
もうね、それはちーちゃんの言う通りでごもっともでございます。あのスーパーの音のでかさといい、スーパーのいろんな音といい、ビートルズの曲がさ、ピコピコな音で流れてると、うちのお母さんがもうやだこれとか言ってよく言ってたし最近だとあのお魚コーナーに行くとお魚の歌が流れんだよね。魚、魚、魚、魚みたいな感じで流れるし、お肉のとこ行くとお肉の曲が流れてて、 and then at the entrance you have this loudActually, a distorted sound even, because it's too loud. で、こういらっしゃいませみたいなのが流れ
て、はいはいはいはい。
It's just so loud.
Yeah, well, and I think other noise, just, you know, in terms of commercial noise, なんかさ、アニメみたいな、ロボットみたいな、like, announcements, like, you hear, like, the really high-pitched,
はいはいはい。
And, you know, and, like, the robots kind of yell at you, and... それはなんか日本っていう感じ。
だよね。で、未だにびっくりしちゃう時はあるからね。
And then classically, like the pachinko noise. Like, you know when you walk by a pachinko place and the sliding glass doors open and it's like pachinko noise. It's like ピコピコピコピコザーって
。ピコピコピコザー。本当そうだよ。
It hasn't changed in like decades.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. So I think there are a lot of sounds. I think it's hard to notice like the sounds that you hear in your own country where you live. But yeah, definitely in other places.There's very common sounds like that.
そうだよね。でもあの旅行するときはそれが面白いよね。音が違うって気づくからね。
Well, we certainly love to hear from you in terms of like what sounds do you associate with Japan and the United States. Let us know on Instagram and Facebook. We'd love to hear from you.
はい。今日は音について話してきました。皆さんにとっても日本の音、アメリカの音、あるいは他の国の独特の音っていうのがあるかと思いますので、ぜひ Facebook やインスタでシェアしていただけると嬉しいです。
Well, thanks everyone for tuning in to our episode on sounds. We look forward to talking with you all next week.
はい。今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。それではまた来週。
バイバイ。Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。 iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたりレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたらぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。